On today's report, you'll hear a great story about how land is being converted from a dairy back to wetlands, allowing the tides to flow once again after an absence of some 60 years. Lorraine Parsons is a wetlands ecologist and project manager for the Giacomini Wetland Restoration Project, located near the town of Point Reyes. This is Your Wetlands.
What we're seeing right now is the pastures that were essentially created when the Giacomini's levied this whole historic tidal salt marsh back in 1946. They levied it to create a dairy ranch out here. And so they created about 550 acres of pasture for dairy cows. And the grazing actually continued through October of last year, 2007.
Now, first of all, it is gorgeous out here. And as I look west, I can imagine that there's the ocean is there. What are we seeing beyond these hundreds of acres of what was pasture land?
What is beyond there is actually the marsh that was remained undiked. After they put the levees in, there was still a big section of marsh that was never diked. And what you see out there is historic coastal salt marsh. It's pretty much what we hope to have, you know, in the Giacomini Ranch after it's restored. And then if you continue beyond that kind of creek delta out into the bay, you have the open waters of Tomales Bay.
When did this project begin, and what have you been doing since that moment?
Well, the project really began, believe it or not, back in the 80s when the Walter Giacomini Ranch and much of the eastern side of Tomales Bay was actually incorporated into the boundaries for Golden Gate National Recreation Area. And at that point, there was some interest both on the part of the Park Service and the Giacomini family for the Park Service to purchase the property. But it wasn't actually until the early 90s that it became possible, and that was because the California Department of Transportation needed to do some mitigation for some impacts to the Pacific Ocean that was caused by road repair on Highway 1. They needed to do mitigation, and they didn't want to do it themselves, so they looked to give it to the Park Service, and they chose between two projects, acquiring the Walter Giacomini Ranch and restoring that to wetlands, and also Big Lagoon at Muir Beach. And they ended up choosing this project. So between 93 and 2000, the whole kind of negotiation process went on, and in 2000, the property purchase was finalized.
And then what's been going on out here in this pasture land since then?
To most people, it just seemed like everything was business as usual. There was two working dairy herds out here. They had other cows as well. They kind of moved the cows back and forth between the east pasture and the west pasture. This whole ranch is bisected by Lagunitas Creek. So the side kind of near Point Reyes Station, we call the east pasture. The side by Inverness Park, we call the west pasture. So essentially for 7 years, it really looked like, you know, a working dairy ranch. The Giacominis continued to run the dairy ranch out here. And then actually about 2 years ago, they sold their active dairy string, and then they had heifers or young cows out here for another year. I was hired in 2001, and essentially what we did was embark on a series of alternative workshops where we developed alternatives. Our local community here is very, very involved and extremely supportive of this project. And so we took our time to kind of work out some alternatives that incorporated both restoration and public access components. And through that time, we produced a draft and final EIS, EIR. A portion of this project area actually incorporates State Lands Commission land, so we needed to have both a federal and state process. And then, of course, we got all our permits. And so starting last year, we were able to start construction, 2007.
Construction meaning a lot of moving of dirt.
Yes. I often think it's kind of ironic that it seemingly is almost as hard to remove things as it was to put them in the first place, although perhaps Walter Giacomini might disagree on that. But the first phase really involved removing dairy barns, taking out irrigation pipeline, barbed wire fencing. We had a manure slurry pasture where we took off the hot soils and removed the material and used it to fill some old manure ponds. And of course, that area will actually hopefully be developing in the future into a public viewing area. Then the kind of project ended for the year, so we kind of finished up with some freshwater marsh habitat creation. And then in July of this year, we started phase two, taking out the levees, using levee material to fill ditches. We're actually restoring the dairy mesa. That's actually where we're standing right now. We're kind of restoring the dairy mesa to more natural contours and tidal channel creation, because, of course, a lot of the tidal channels were filled as part of the agricultural management process. So it's been a lot of that kind of stuff, and also some creek bank stabilization. So right now, in fact, as we stand here, we have work going on in probably five or six different places.
This location is extremely interesting to me. We are basically in downtown Point Reyes. Now, Point Reyes, for anyone that knows it, isn't a large city by any means, but I met you at 5th and C, and we walked 50 yards, and we are here at this wetland project. How accessible will this be to the public?
We have actually incorporated a bunch of public access components. There were actually some informal trails that were kind of already out here. We're actually taking one of the trails and kind of changing its alignment slightly. That's the Lagunitas Creek Spur Trail that runs along the southern end of the East Pasture. So we're going to move it so it's about 100 feet away from the creek and then actually do some riparian revegetation in that area. We have other plans to work with the County of Marin on an ADA-compliant trail over at White House Pool County Park. That's on the corner of Sir Francis Drake and Bear Valley Road. And then we're going to be putting viewing areas also in other areas where Waldo's Dike used to be, kind of at the northern end of the West Pasture, and also doing some more work with the Tamales Bay Trail, which is kind of an elevated panoramic view from up there.
Give us a picture for our mind's eye, if you would, of what we're going to be seeing over time and what's the process going from pasture to wetland.
Well, amazingly enough, we originally had thought, and I actually went back to look at the document to say, well, how long did we think it was going to take for the salt water to convert the pastures to salt marsh? The areas out here have very densely rooted pasture grasses that are actually already a little adapted to salts. But the amazing thing is that even in the last couple years, with stopping the freshwater irrigation, with stopping having cows out here, with just stopping agricultural management, we already started to see a shift in the pasture grasses. And so we've kind of identified a couple communities where it kind of changes, the pasture grasses die off. A plant called fat hen or Atroplex triangularis comes in as kind of a traditional plant species. And then over time, that starts to become salt grass and pickleweed. And even in some areas, we have a jamea or what they sometimes call the salt marsh daisy move in. And what we expect to see is that kind of conversion process. But perhaps, you know, originally we thought 10 to 20 years maybe to get like a fully like a marsh that's very much like the undiked marsh, which has a lot of very diverse plant species. I think we're now thinking more in the 5 to 10 year range to really get that same kind of species diversity that we see in the undiked marsh.
Anyone who needs inspiration just has to hear your story and recognize that restoring the earth is one of the great stories happening right now around the country and specifically around San Francisco Bay. One of the things that's interesting to me is the sound we're hearing of the earth moving equipment and all the stuff you've had to do. But very soon, you're going to let nature be the big builder out here. How is that going to happen?
When we took down most of the levee, we left a small little berm. And the whole point of that berm was to keep tides from coming in while we were doing our work. What we've already done in the West Pasture and what we'll be doing in the East Pasture on October 25th is removing the last of those little berms, filling in these trenches that we've left for that material, and essentially letting the tides come in for the first time in 60 years. And so we've actually planned a whole celebration event for that weekend. On the morning of the 25th, we're going to actually have a bird talk by Jules Evans, who's a very famous bird biologist in San Francisco Bay Area. He lives in Point Reyes Station. He's been out here studying the bird communities, and he's worked throughout this project, including construction monitoring. And he's going to talk a little bit about what we've seen in terms of bird use, how things have changed even during the construction process, and what we expect to see in the future. And then in the afternoon, the construction equipment will move in. At that point, the site will be closed to the public, but people can actually view it from the Tamales Bay Trail. And then the next day, on the 26th, we're going to open the site up at 10 a.m., and we're going to allow people to come out, take a look as the high tide, the first high tide, starts to move in. And you can come out, look through spotting scopes. We're going to have a walk out to one of the creeks, see the peak of the high tide. And then from 1 to 3 p.m., we're having an open house event back at the Red Barn at the Point Reyes National Seashore Administrative Headquarters.
This is thrilling. And, of course, for people who can't make it on that specific weekend, the 25th and 26th, we will give you the links again. We'll put them on our website. And you're welcome to come out and watch this magic happen as nature really comes back here, as you said, for the first time, access to tidal waters in 60 years. That's remarkable. This is beautiful. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. We're really, really pleased about the project, and we think it's going to be great. I mean, not only are we going to improve conditions in this area here, which is like more than 50% of the wetlands in Tamales Bay, but also, too, a big push of this project is to improve the health of the whole Tamales Bay watershed, and that's why we're really hoping that this can help to improve water quality conditions in downstream Tamales Bay. So one of the big things that wetlands can do is they act as filters or kidneys, and they kind of trap a lot of sediment and pollutants. And so it's not just improving conditions here for wildlife, but it's also looking at how we can improve conditions for wildlife and for people downstream as well.
Thank you very much.
Sure, thank you.
And my thanks to Lorraine Parsons. If you want more information about the Giacomini Wetland Restoration Project, here's a web address for you, nps.gov/poor. You'll find information about a variety of projects at the site and where you can be part of the restoration process. Once again, nps.gov/poor. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. To learn more about the joint venture, please visit sfbayjv.org. and we're supported by grants from the California Coastal Conservancy and PG&E. If you have a question or a comment for us, our email address is yourwetlands@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.